By this record. I talk on hard cash bills. Thank you. Thanks for understanding. It's a good old Curtis Mayfield song, A Gypsy Woman. Just try to imagine for your mind. like those of a cat in the dark. And she hypnotized me with love. She was a gypsy woman. She was a gypsy woman. Was a gypsy woman.
So much better because you said you admitted it. Ushers will pass among you. All we ask is $1 from each of you. Everything you know.
Thank you. chin, bust my nose, fall off the back of my best suit of clothes. I said, knock it down, step on my feet, shining my name all over the place. Well, what do you want to do? Don't you step on my shoes, step on my boots, crazy. Show me a pair of blue suede shoes. God, I said, get out of here. We ain't got no blue. We ain't got no blue. We got brown, red, black, white. My name is green shoes. But one thing they sure don't have in the city of Paris, friends. My shoe is blue suede shoes. God, I can I get a witness? Oh, reminds me of another thing. Well, the other day, me and that man back on the drums, name is Jim Kelvin. Yeah. Wow, wow, wow. Hey, he's back there. Sitting around the house in Los Angeles, getting ready to go on the road, practicing real hard, getting real bored with it all, saying, let's go, let's just get on the plane and go. He said, no, I got a problem I have to tell you about before we leave. I said, oh, Jesus. So I put my guitar down, said, sit on down, Jim, let's talk about it. What's on your mind? Jim Kilmer says, I have a drinking problem. You know what that means. You get out on the road, old man sitting back there in the drums. Fall off the drum riser. I don't want that to happen on my tour. So I said, I have an idea. You got a drinking problem? We'll get down. I have a drinking problem too. I didn't have a drinking problem, you know, but I told him so he'd feel better about it. I said, we'll do something about it. A little therapy here. So write a song. I don't know how to write songs. I said, I don't know how to write songs. I'm going to get rid of this drinking problem we have here, we're going to exercise it. We're going to write a tune. We did. I quit my drinking problem. He's still got a drinking problem, but we have a song we can play for you. Well, I'm drinking again. Let's go.
Learn to record a little bit. I recorded this tune of Johnny's. I was a big fan of his, after all. I said, you know, I get to record now, so I'm going to do Johnny my way, I thought. Well, kind of a revved up Tex-Mex version of this tune, the accordions and saxophones. It's good. 8 people bought it, 4 wanted their money back. But it got me to the point where I had a little work, and me and David Lindley would go out and play a duet. You remember David? And we were in Oregon, a little town in Oregon, at a folk festival, and we did our little show. It was nighttime. They had trailers for the artists, the musicians, and David ordered his chop suey dinner that he always has, all he would eat. But day in and day out, year in, decade, chop suey. So we're sitting there eating our chop suey, and it's dark, and it's real quiet, you know, and you're kind of tired from traveling and playing. And I hear a motor outside, the sound of an automobile. I looked out the window, and here came this great, big old, white, stretch Cadillac, pulled up out of the darkness. Stopped right by our trailer, said, what's going on right here? They don't have any white, stretch Cadillacs in Oregon, you know? Where'd it come from? Out steps Johnny Cash. Code and the whole thing, just like this. Just like it. And he walked up the steps, you know, the 2 steps to the trailer door, and knocked on the door, and Lindley's right there with his chopsticks. What's going to happen now, you know? What happens now? So let's see. He opened the door, and hello, I'm Johnny Cash. He did. It was perfect. Perfect every time. So I said, I see that, sir. I do see that. So once you step in, he came in. So I don't want to interrupt your dinner. I just want to thank you for recording my song. Get rid of it, you see. And that's a lesson I learned right then, that, you know, in country music, no matter how big one person is, or how minuscule the other one might be, you know, there's this connection. Somebody records your tune, you're happy about it. Don't care if it makes you $1 of mailbox money or $100,000 of mailbox money, but it's a code that's in country music. It's really a good thing. Like he came to tell me that. And that's all he said. Turned around, got back in the Cadillac, and took off into the night. Lindley's sitting there with his chopsticks. What just happened, you know? Hey, get a rhythm. When you get the blues, come on, get a rhythm. When you get the blues, get a rock and roll, feel it in your bones, and then you don't get it. Never gets slowed down. He's got the dirty job done. I bet he knows where the people speak. All the windy corners of dirty street. When I asked him why I shine the shoes, how did he keep from getting the blues? He went and he took his little kid. He bought a two-shine ring. Then he said, I can get rid of it. Chase all the fellas from the world, but I get a room. When you get the blue. Thank you.
Folk song by my favorite folk songwriter, Chuck Berry. I mean that seriously too. He used to come to Los Angeles to play in this little folk music nightclub. He used to sit at his feet and he'd have his big acoustic guitar. I'd say, Chuck, how do you do it? Show me how you do that, what you do when you do what you do. Method is the one to use. 13 question method is the one to use. I say, what is that, Chuck? 13 question method is the one. You gotta use it if you wanna have some fun. 13 question method is the one to use. Well, question number one, do you wanna have fun? What about it? Question number two, what do we do? I don't know. Question number three, go down to the wavy, gravy, constant with me. Question number four is where to go. Six, don't try no tricks. Later on in the evening, question number seven, you're gonna be just like heaven. Oh. Question number eight, well, it's a day, Lily. Where to die? Uh-huh. Question number 10, we can't get it. And question number 11, ooh, it'll be just like heaven. Huh. Question number 12, we get by ourselves. Chuck said, 13 question method is the one to use. Question method, man, is the one to use. 13 question method is the one. Gotta use it if you wanna have any fun, cuz I...
soul been along with me. Nature like a man on a birthday tree. My friends say, man, why did the bug come in? I thought this should go.
And you're full of sweat, your underskirt is ringing wet. You've been doing something wrong, been doing something wrong, been doing something I can tell by the way you smell. You show your linen to any man, and that's something, mama, that I just can't stand. You've been doing something wrong, you're doing something wrong, you've been doing something I can tell by the way you smell. You come in here walking just like a goose, and you look like somebody just turned you loose. And you've been doing something wrong, you're doing something wrong, been doing something I can tell by the way you smell. Why's mama run here and just look at sis? She got a hand in a tootle, I'm up to her wrist. You've been doing something wrong, you're doing something wrong, you've been doing something I can tell by the way she smells. Now Now it's mom and pop's in the backyard trying to call up Naughty. Pop ain't ready, so help me God, cause he's been doing something wrong. He's doing something wrong. He's been doing something I can tell by the way he smells. But he got the motion and she got the swing. Just look at Pop out there on that thing, cause they've been doing something wrong. They're doing something wrong. They've been doing something I can tell by the way they smell. Just across the border line. When it's time to take your turn, here's a lesson that you must learn. You could lose more than you ever hope to find. When you broken promised land, every dream slips through your hand. Then you'll know it's too late to change your mind. Cause you paid the price to come so far, just to wind up where you are. And you're still just across the border line. Up and down the Rio Grande, thousand footprints in the sand reveals a secret no one can define. Well, the river flows on like a breath, in between our life and death. Tell me who's the next to cross. Cross the borderline. And when you reach the broken promised land, every dream slips through your hand. Then you'll know it's too late to change your mind. Cause you paid the price to come so far, just to wind up where you are. And you're still just across the borderline. Now you're still just across the borderline.
having trouble with my shit shooter up here. Just one second. That's all right, I guess.
Thank you. Thank you. every once in a while everybody have to get down in bed and call it. Do you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean?
Across the line, had an atom bomb of the very same kind. People got a worried all over the land, just like the people in Japan. God told Elijah, send down fire from the sky. So to know about the rainbow sign, won't be water but fire next time. You know now everybody's worried well about that atom bomb. Well, nobody seems to worry about the day my Lord shall come. You better set your house in order, cause he might be coming soon. And he'll hit like an atom bomb when he comes, when he comes. Now don't you get a worry to bear in mind, trust King Jesus and you will find peace, happiness, joy divine with my Savior along the line. God told Elijah, send down fire from the sky. Said he would and I believe he will, he'll fight your battle if you keep still. You know now everybody's worried and I'm about that atom bomb. Well, nobody seems to worry about the day my Lord shall come. You better set your house in order, cause he might be coming soon. And it'll hit like an atom bomb. Hey, 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 yeah. Hit like an atom bomb when he comes, when he comes. You know now everybody's worried about that atom bomb. Well, nobody seems to worry about the day my Lord shall come. You better set your house in order, cause he might be coming soon. And he'll hit, hey, 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 my Lord, you know he'll hit like an atom bomb when he comes, when he comes.
Some of this Western cowboy music. They don't give you many opportunities, you know, in the modern era to play the cowboy music. And I had a birthday here recently, and I was very gratified to get an autographed picture of Roy Rogers for a birthday present. That did a lot for me. It was so much good to me, you know, to see Roy, to hear from him. I saw a moment there anyhow, so. Seriously, this is from some movie music that David and I did 14 years ago or so. God.
It's really a long jam time it was. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, later that same day, they have their dance, and it's really pretty. And he takes his leave of her because he's got to go off and rob his bank with his pal. And it's really, it's horrible what happened to him up there in Northfield, as it will be, you know. He breaks the law like they did.
Yeah. just grab his head and shake. Tell him he ain't going nowhere. Tell him you're about to take.
He ain't
gonna let go of that snake charmer.
Laying up in the box,
just grab his head and shake.
Hey, gentlemen, do you hear me? Refrigerator.
Take it, give it, take it.
Even if it's
only late for
it. Bring it over. You got a snake, bring it.
You got to hold that snake about me. Hold on to the guy that's dead. Grab his head and shake. Tell him he ain't going nowhere. Take it, give it, take it. Hold on. Let go of that snake.
Yeah. Yeah.